This is KUT. As older Americans make up a greater percentage of the population, more of them are finding themselves in need of home care workers. But as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, that workforce is aging as well. And Texas is no exception.
I know it sounds silly, but you know, sort of.
Maybe
that little hole isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Henrietta City was in her early 60s, helps Betty Finn, who's in her early 80s, every week. On a recent afternoon, that meant trying to hang a clock on the wall of Finn's apartment. But the work takes a lot of different forms.
The dusting and straightening up and doing the mopping, sweeping, mopping, and the vacuum, wash the dishes.
Sure, she's a paid home care worker, but she also considers Finn a friend.
I don't know. We're a lot alike in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Also, she has had a wonderful family, real close family, and she's caring about her own family just like me. I'm caring about my family. And so when you share these little things here and there about what's happened, it sort of makes you have a bond. And so anyway, and I know, and also she's single because her husband died. And both of mine have passed away, so it's something there. You have a bond as a result.
When City first became a caregiver as a young woman, it might have been harder to consider her clients her friends. Back then, she was much younger than the people she was caring for. Now in Texas and across the country, that's less likely to be the case.
What we're seeing is that it's projected to increase dramatically over the next 10 years. In fact, the number of direct care workers over 55 is going to increase by nearly 70% by 2022.
That's Abby Marquand, a director of policy research at the Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute, or PHI, in New York. Last month, the Institute published information on the direct care workforce. Looking at data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Census Bureau, Marquand and her team found that by 2022, an additional 500,000 direct care workers will be older than 55.
We see the population of older adults who are in need of long-term services and support skyrocketing, and this is really largely due to the aging of the baby boom generation, but also we just see people living longer with chronic diseases requiring some support.
On top of that, fewer younger workers appear interested in the work.
At hand right now, we have approximately 300 personal care attendants that are all part-time employees in the field taking care of clients. And right now, about 40% of those individuals are 55 and older.
Amy Temperley is executive director of the Austin-based nonprofit HAND. That's helping the aging, needy, and disabled. Temperley cites other factors behind the aging trend.
The population is just aging as a whole. We're working longer. Some of our individuals are supplementing Social Security. You'll see some of our older attendants supplementing retirement or Social Security. We also see a number of people coming into the field after they've been caregivers for their own family members and that they found such a heart for it that they wanted to reach out.
Temperley says the age of caregivers presents challenges. Younger workers might be better equipped to lift people or help bathe them. And they're less likely to suffer from back injuries or arthritis of their own. But it's difficult to attract younger people to the profession in Texas. According to the Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute, a caregiver in Texas makes, on average, about $9 an hour. Though Henrietta City says the profession can be rewarding in other ways.
Because I just enjoy taking care of other people and enjoy making them happy and enjoying their life as they go through. And it's just been a joy. And just want to keep doing it as long as I can.
She says she has extra time on her hands and gets as much out of her work as she puts in. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.
This story is part of the MetLife Foundation's Journalists in Aging Fellows program, organized by the Gerontological Society of America and New America Media.